The government announced an agreement with Wendy's today to make its restaurants more accessible to disabled customers. The agreement will widen or remove the zigzag lanes at many Wendy's counters. Wendy's admitted in court that the zigzag pattern was intended to discourage handicapped customers who rarely eat as much as other customers due to their failure to work up the same kind of an appetite. It was thought that if the company made a wacky zigzag pattern that only the most skilled wheelchair handlers could manage, that maybe the handicapped would eat at McDonald's or Burger King, leaving Wendy's available for regular folks. Over the years, Wendy's has made all sorts of efforts to keep away undesirables, including measures aimed at teenagers, measures that included hiring old men to proposition teens inside the restaurant or to follow them home if they came in via the drive-through window. Teenagers, according to Wendy's executives, make restaurants seem dirty and loud. Wendy's also tried to discourage non-English-speaking customers from visiting by having all their workers talk in slang and also by changing the name of their burgers every week. Names for food items had to have at least 27 letters, according to Wendy's written management edicts. Unless a customer could pronounce an item correctly, he or she had to leave. Of course, the most difficult days were those occasions where handicapped teenagers visiting from foreign countries would stop by for a meal. Between the indecipherable English, the old men chasing them around the room, and the complicated zigzagging pattern that left them dizzy and occasionally upside down, it was almost impossible to order. Why did Wendy's insist on all of this? According to corporate records, Wendy's workers were conditioned to believe the best customers were those who came closest to resembling founder Dave Thomas. The ideal customer, according to employees, was white, older, and in control of all four limbs. The more you look like Dave, the better the chances of getting a meal. This strict approach clearly prevented Wendy's from dominating Burger King and McDonald's, but it also made the place a haven for those tired of the melting pot appearance of many fast food operations.